fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, Ricardo! Come on, Silver!
Crawford City was a boom town. As rich new veins of gold were struck in nearby camps, more and more outlaws, grafters, and ex-convicts moved in to ravage the populace. It soon became a fearful, lawless city. Crime was the order of the day, and crooked politicians, bribed by outlaws, smiled their approval as they counted their ever-increasing wealth.
Hey, I say you cheated, you dirty pole cat! I'll give you just 2 seconds to put down that money.
Oh, no, you don't think, eh?
Why, you...
Even the streets were unsafe at night.
Hey, hey, you.
Huh?
Get him up.
But I
said get him up. I know you got over $300 on you. I want it.
Oh!
Murder, holdups, even bank robbery.
Hey! Look at him!
Finally, respectable citizens, outraged by the ever-increasing reign of terror, stormed into the office of Sheriff Thomas.
Sheriff! Sheriff Thomas! Where are you, Sheriff?
Here I am. Back feet of my prisoner.
Sheriff, this crime wave has gone too far. A few months ago, Crawford City was a quiet, peaceful place. Now, since gold's been found, no one's safe.
That's right, Sheriff. Bank robberies and killings nearly every day. Pickpockets, highwaymen on the loose.
I know. I know, gents. We got a bad bunch here in town.
Something's got to be done about it. They even robbed me. Knocked me out right on the street and stole $300.
That's right, sir. The body ain't safe no more.
I'm talking about that.
I know, gentlemen, I know.
Then why don't you take action?
You haven't gone soft, have you?
Sheriff, up to now, we've all had a lot of respect for your work.
Yeah.
You used to keep law and order in Crawford City. But now those...
Now you're beginning to wonder, huh? I suppose it's only natural.
Won't you even defend yourself?
Gentlemen, I can't keep law and order with a handful of shivering deputies when those in high places are working hand in hand with the crooks.
What do you mean?
Working with the crooks?
Better explain yourself, Sheriff.
I mean just what I said.
What?
The same crooks you're complaining about are running this town.
Running Crawford City?
Right. They've got every official bought off, right from Mayor Davis on down.
That's mighty hard to believe.
Well, you might as well know the truth.
So that's it.
That's it. My hands are tied. Even when I capture them, bring them to trial, The evidence disappears and the jurors are bribed.
Well, I'll be...
That's right. Those owl hoots go scot-free. First thing I know, I'll get my head blown off.
Then, by golly, it's high time something was done about it.
Yeah.
Right. It's time law-loving folks got together and cleaned up this mess.
What do you say, boys?
Wait a minute. Wait. Just what are you boys aiming to do?
I'm not sure yet. It'll take a little thought.
Not for me, it won't.
What do you mean, Mort?
I say let's start right now. Line up every decent citizen in town. Hold a meeting tonight in town hall.
You mean organized vigilantes?
Exactly.
Now hold on, boys. I'm against vigilantes.
And we're against crime. How about it, boys? Are you with us? Tonight, we'll meet in town hall.
That evening, the town hall was jammed with indignant citizens gathered to devise a means of restoring law and order to their community.
Quiet! Quiet, folks! Quiet! Quiet! I'm mighty happy to see that all of you responded to the call. Apparently, we're all agreed that something must be done about the crime situation in our community.
You bet we are!
You tell them!
Yeah, something's got to be done!
Quiet, please! Quiet! I'm going to throw the meeting open to suggestions. It's your meeting in your town. All right, Mort.
Let's give Sheriff Thomas a chance to talk.
That's all he's done is talk.
Maybe we can give him some help. How about it, Sheriff? You do need help, don't you?
Well, I hate to admit it, but it's true. My hands are tied, but I still don't approve of vigilantes.
Why?
You don't have to approve, Sheriff. We'll take the law into our own hands.
I'm first.
Yes, order!
Order, please, order! Are we all in favor of the vigilante? Yeah!
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger and Tonto stood outside in the darkness, watching and listening at the window.
I don't like the idea.
Sometimes vigilantes cause plenty of trouble.
They may get some of the crooks. That won't help much. The power behind them must be broken.
Maybe
oh,
we
wait,
can...
wait. Listen to what happens.
Does anyone disagree with the idea of forming the vigilantes?
I'd like to say a few words.
All right. Sheriff Thomas has the floor.
I want to see law and order restored just as much as the rest of you. But two wrongs just don't make a right. Sometimes vigilantes can do more harm than good. Sometimes it leads to lynching.
That's what they deserve.
Sometimes innocent men are hanged.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, please.
Hey, Big Mike,
how? Yeah, Big Mike.
Wait a minute. Quiet down, boys. Quiet down. Now, let's listen to Mike Howard. Mr. Howard, won't you please step up on the speaker's platform?
Thank you. Thank you.
We're all anxious to hear from one of Crawford City's leading figures.
Whether vigilantes are good or not depends upon their leadership. In the past, we Americans have faced many problems in establishing our now prospering country. When problems arose, many ideas brought forward seemed a bit radical at first, but due to the foresight of our beloved forefathers and the leadership of many great Americans who unselfishly gave their time and often their very lives to their country, we have been able to succeed through thick and thin. Now then, and in the future, we shall be confronted with many problems as we expand our frontiers. As we go on to even greater glory...
I wonder whether he's more interested in the vigilantes or a filibuster on leadership.
No, him big talker.
But listen, Toto.
A fine example is a problem of which we speak tonight. It is our duty to ensure life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in our beloved Crawford City. I am confident that with the right leadership, the vigilantes can be a vital force of good in our community. I say, on with the vigilantes! Quiet! Quiet, please, just a moment. I haven't had much time for civic life so far, but I'd like to make up for lost time right here and now. And I want to help with the vigilantes.
Wait a minute! Quiet, please! Quiet! Will someone make a nomination for leader of the vigilantes? I nominate Big Mike Howard.
Will someone second the nomination?
I second the nomination.
Congratulations, Mr. Howard. It appears that you are the unanimous choice for head of the vigilantes.
Thank you, thank you. And with the help of all of you, we'll clean up Crawford City.
Mike Howard was chosen to head the vigilantes, and the meeting was adjourned. As the crowd emptied the hall and drifted homeward, the Lone Ranger and Tonto waited in the shadows beside the building.
What we do now, Kemosabe?
I'd like to have a talk with Mike Howard when he comes out. I want to know what he considers proper leadership.
His carriage over by Big Tree.
And we'll wait over there. Oh, wait, Tonto.
What matter?
There's two men standing in the shadows on the other side of Howard's carriage.
Time to see him.
Here comes Howard now. Get back behind these bushes.
Well, good evening, sir. Evening, Mike. Howdy, Snake.
Hello, boss.
What's on your mind? What are you doing here?
We're a little confused about you and this vigilante business, Mike.
Yeah.
What are you driving at?
Quit stalling, Mike.
We know you just got elected head of the vigilantes.
Oh, that. Hey. Boys, I've just put over a deal that'll help us clean out this town faster than we thought.
With vigilantes running all over the place?
You the head of them?
Sure. It's a perfect situation.
We don't follow you, boss.
Don't you see? When you boys pull a hold up, I'll just direct the vigilantes in the other direction.
Oh, I see.
Well, boss, you're smart.
Does this have any effect on that bank deal in the morning?
Makes it easy. Go right ahead as planned.
Good.
I'll meet you at the cabin on Old Baldy. I'll get my cut then.
Yeah, your cut. We do all the work and you take most of the cash.
I'm not in this business for fun. I'll meet you at the cabin.
Big Mike Howard didn't realize that his plans had been heard by the Lone Ranger and Tonto. It was the following morning. The masked man and his Indian friend reined up near the Crawford City Bank.
Oh, Silver. Oh, fella.
I know I don't like this. I should have used a disguise. Anyone sees me in this mask, there'll be trouble.
Plenty fella on the street today.
Yes. And probably most of them are vigilantes.
Look over there!
This is it.
Kemosabe.
We can't make a run for it now. We'll stand our ground.
What, redhead? Hey, we're up the bank this morning?
Let's speak about making a chance. Sure. Grab him. Get
on there. Wait. You're making a mistake. We're not bandits.
Then what are you doing with our mask?
Take it off.
Yeah, show your face if you're not a bandit.
What about that Indian with you?
Who we are, it doesn't matter. We're here to help.
What's that? Sounds like shots.
Yeah, coming from inside the bank.
Help! Someone help us!
It's Jeff Keller's bank clerk.
What's going on?
What's up, Jeff?
I have two bank robbers. Shot Charlie Wilson and Jim Davis.
Charlie and Jim. Why are those
Which way they go, Jack? Headed straight north out Canyon Trail.
Are these here all hoots are with us?
Sure they are.
Get them.
Adam Silver, up boy. Now, Tonto, break away.
Get them up. Stop one, Silver.
Get away.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Breaking away from the vigilantes who mistook them for the Crawford City bank robbers, the Lone Ranger and Tonto took a shortcut to a mountain known as Old Baldy, where they knew the crooks would be. Meanwhile, the vigilantes followed the trail of the crooks to their deserted cabin hideout.
Here's where the trail ends.
They're bound to be in their cabin up there.
Get away from here!
They're in there!
Come out, or we're coming in to get you!
There's a warning!
They mean business.
Boy, those coyotes!
If you want us, come and get us!
We can't go up the hill and across that open area, but we can throw torches at the roof and burn them out! Yeah.
Snake, give me a hand with this table.
Yeah.
Need fortification.
I thought Big Mike was going to take care of the vigilantes.
Something must have gone wrong.
He'd better get here pretty soon.
Hey, go inside that cabin.
Yeah, what do they want?
What is it?
This is your last chance. Either you come out or we'll burn you.
Did you hear that? Did you hear? They're going to burn us out. I'd sooner be arrested.
We can't surrender to them out there. The vigilantes.
But what are
they ever give us a chance? Why, they'd hang us to the first limb they could find.
You're in a bad spot, aren't you?
What the?
Mask!
Don't move.
I don't care that easy. You...
Oh, my arm!
Get up.
How'd you get in here?
Tonto and I took a shortcut from town. I knew you'd come here sooner or later.
Just what's your game?
I came to take you to jail.
Jail?
Tonto, take their guns.
Uh-huh. Get them.
My arm. I swear it's broken.
You've got that just 1 minute to come out before we fire the cannon.
Would you rather stay here and burn?
No. No, not that.
The vigilantes don't burn you, they'll hang you. I'm offering you a chance for a fair trial.
But how are we going to get out of here?
Guys in back, there's a drop-off. Below that, a stream. Horses are waiting on the other side.
Your
let's get out of here.
Come on, there's no time to lose. At the back door. Cover them, Tonto.
Uh-huh.
All right, jump.
All right. I'm going.
Now, let's get across the stream.
They see us. They're shooting at us. We'll never make it.
Keep going. Hurry.
Here, horses. Steady, Silver.
Come on, you two. Hit those saddles and ride ahead of us.
Steady. Let's get out of here.
They'll be after us in here.
Get out.
Into the sheriff's office.
Hey, what's going on here?
What? A masked man and an Indian.
Sheriff, I have two prisoners for you.
What's this?
These are your bank robbers. Lock them up before the vigilantes get here.
Vigilantes?
Yes, they followed us.
You've got to lock us up, Sheriff.
They'll string us up if you don't.
It's our right to get a fair trial.
It's your duty, Sheriff. Hurry and lock us up.
So you're the bank robbers, huh? Well, I never... All right, I'll get this cell open right here. There we are.
Come on, Slim. Get in quick.
Yeah.
We just made it in time, Sheriff. Here come the vigilantes.
Yeah, they sound like they're after blood.
Get out there, Sheriff, before they come in.
There's Sheriff Thomas in the doorway. What are these horses doing here, Sheriff? Whose are they?
Two of them belong to the bandits you're after.
We know that, but where are they?
Where are they? Well, right back in the cell where they belong.
How'd they get there?
A masked man or a redskin brought them.
Say, that accounts for the other two men we saw hightailing out of the cabin.
By Jupiter, that's right.
Sheriff, what's this all about? What's the masked man's game?
Couldn't say, rightly. All I know is he's got sense enough to know where criminals belong. Behind bars to wait for a fair trial.
I'm afraid we're going to have to take them off your hands, Sheriff.
Get us in there.
Not while I'm still Sheriff.
Rush them.
A masked man and an Indian behind the Sheriff. They're in the doorway.
Look out.
They've got us covered.
They're the ones that brought those owl hoots here.
Now listen to me.
You better talk fast.
The two criminals are behind bars. They'll stay there until their trial.
Hey, here comes Big Mike Howard.
Hooray, here's Big Mike.
Yeah, he'll fix this mask, hombre.
What's going on here?
I'm glad you're here, Mr. Howard. We need you.
Mike, the two outlaws that robbed the bank and killed the banker and teller are locked in a cell inside.
They are?
Right. And they're to be held for a fair trial. Now call off your vigilantes.
That night, Jeff Keller, the bank clerk who witnessed the holdup and murder, paced the floor of his home.
Jeff, why don't you stop that infernal pacing?
Oh, who wouldn't pace the floor in my situation?
The way you act, a body'd think you were on trial, instead of just being a witness.
Well, that's just it. Being a witness is just the same as signing your own death warrant.
Jeff, I'm surprised at you. What's so bad about being a witness?
Well, remember a few months ago when Hank Murphy was to testify? Remember Jim Baxter? They both disappeared before the trials and haven't been heard from since.
Oh, but that was different. Well, they
different,
all...
Different, huh? Well, just let me tell you something, Nora. I wouldn't be... What was that?
Don't be alarmed, Jeff.
Why, you're masked. You've come to get me.
Otto and I are here to help
you. Yeah, I'll bet you are. See, Nora, see now what I mean? I knew they'd get me just like the others. Stay away from me. Stay away.
Steady now, Jeff. Steady. Yeah, we mean no harm.
I thought... What do you mean? You aren't here to get rid of me?
We're here to make certain no one else does.
I don't understand.
I'm sure you'll have visitors tonight. I want to be here when they arrive.
Please,
I mean, I want Jeff to be at the trial in the morning. So go right on with whatever you were doing. Otto and I'll stay out of sight.
Look, Frisco. He's sitting there with his wife in the living room.
Yeah. Don't seem to be nobody else around.
Yeah, this is easy. I'll grab Jeff, get him out of the way, and then lie low for a few days.
Sure, just like Big Mike said.
All right, I'm breaking there fast. Come on.
All right, Jeff, stay where you are.
I was afraid of this.
Get your hat and coat, Jeff. You're going with us.
He's staying right here.
What?
It's that masked man, Frisco.
Don't move. You're covered.
Why, you meddling owl?
You're going to give me some information.
What makes you think we are?
We ain't talking.
I wouldn't be so sure.
You got nothing on us, and we got nothing to say.
I'll change your mind. Otto, take that gun belt.
What you aiming to do?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Now take my gun belt, Otto. The three of us are going into the other room for a talk. Come on.
What in the world is he up to?
I don't know, Nora, but something...
Him have many way make crook talk.
Those two had a lot to tell me.
Before the trial the next morning, Slim and Snake were visited by their lawyer, Tom Slater.
Are you sure that everything's fixed, Tom?
Well, there's nothing to worry about, Snake. Judge Hidgins has been fixed. The witch is out of the way. Tex and Frisco were to take care of him last night.
Yeah, but did they do it?
They must have. They haven't been around town.
Meanwhile, Big Mike Howard and his vigilantes jammed into the little courtroom with other interested citizens. All were intensely interested in the outcome of the trial. This was the final showdown between the town's law process and the vigilantes.
Well, Sheriff, looks like you're on the spot today.
Yep, I guess this is the big showdown, all right. If the trial don't convict those crooks, your vigilantes will just about take over the town.
Members of the vigilantes were dubious.
This trial had better be on the up and up. This is the law's last chance.
I still wish we'd strung them up.
Look, boys, we're bringing the crooks in now.
Who's that young fellow with him?
That's Tom Slater, the lawyer.
Just sit here and be quiet, boys. Nothing to worry about.
We ain't nervous, Tom.
I don't see the witness anywhere.
I told you, he's been taken care of.
Look, there's the sheriff. Over talking to Ed Smith and some of the other vigilantes.
I tell you, just as sure as shooting, Jeff Keller's disappeared.
Are you sure, Sheriff?
Ain't nowhere to be found.
I knew it. We've been tricked again.
Wait, here comes the judge.
Why,
that's Matt Ryan, the circuit judge.
What's he doing here?
I don't know. You wait here. I'm going to have a talk with him. Matt Ryan.
Hello, Sheriff Thomas. How are you?
But what are you doing in town?
Sheriff, late last night a man came and told me the importance of this case.
Oh, it's a plenty important, but what about Judge Higgins?
He's at home. He's Well, let us say indisposed.
Well, at least we've an honest trial as far as you're concerned.
Your Honor, may I have a few words before you open court?
Who are you?
Well, Judge, this is Tom Slater. He's the defense lawyer.
Oh. Sheriff, I understand the only witness that was lined up against my clients has disappeared.
Yes, he has. Judge, if we could have a postponement till I find that witness.
Well, I'm agreeable, Sheriff, but I doubt if you'll find Jeff Keller. Judge, why don't we dismiss the case?
You can make your motion after court is over, Slater.
All that cussed nerve.
What's going on back there?
Great day. Look who's just come in. Jeff Keller.
What?
He's our witness.
I'm ready to tell what I saw. I'll put a noose around those cuffs.
Now we'll have a fair trial.
Order! Order! Order in this court.
We've been tricked.
What about Slater?
You told us not to worry.
Hey, Flynn, sit down and keep still.
Quiet down in this court.
Those two are the robbers.
Listen to me. I'll turn state's evidence.
Flynn, you fool, be quiet.
I told I will. We trusted you with Big Mike Howard, and where's it got us?
Don't bring me into this.
You're already in it, Mike Howard. You swore you'd fix things. You swore there'd be no witness. Well, you double-crossed us, and I won't take it.
Then you can take this.
Oh, a masked man.
Here in the door.
Quiet, quiet. There'll be more gunplay. Sheriff. What about a man who attempts a murder in court?
That's enough to jail him. You're under arrest, Mike.
My arm is broken.
Your arm won't mean a thing to compare to what you'll get when me and Snake got through squealing on you.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, wait till you hear what I can tell about the crooks that are still hog-tied at my house.
What's that, Jed? Who's hog-tied at your house?
The skunks that Mike Howard sent to do away with me so as I couldn't appear as witness. That masked man hog-tied him.
Well, that's the way he handled the judge that Howard bribed. Sheriff, it looks to me that you'll have a full jailhouse. Congratulations.
My son, we'll have law and order around here now. I'm doggone glad that masked fella chose my side of the law.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.